This is Beyond the Weather. I'm Dan Bross with Alaska Center for Climate Assessment and Policy Climate Specialist Rick Toman. Last week we talked about a record warm 100 degree temperature in Verkhoyansk, Siberia. Rick, is that symptomatic of an overall warmer than normal year so far in that part of the Arctic?
2020 has been very warm across much of Siberia. In fact, virtually all of the Eurasian Arctic has been extremely mild so far in 2020. But in parts of Siberia, it's really been quite remarkable. At Verkhoyansk, the February through April, so what we might call the early spring season, the average temperature at Verkhoyansk was more than 16 degrees Fahrenheit above normal.
Meanwhile, it's been kind of cool and wet here in Alaska.
A little different story on the North American side of the Arctic. Alaska has been generally near to somewhat above normal, with Western Alaska being consistently warmer than normal. Temperatures in South Central for the year so far, not too far from the long-term average. Parts of Arctic Canada, it's actually been colder than normal. That's what we expect in a warming world. Where the warmest temperatures are varies. In 2019, the largest departures from normal during the early part of the year were right here in Alaska and Northwest Canada. This year, it's Siberia's turn. But it's interesting, it's not evenly balanced. The vast majority of the Arctic, year after year, is warmer than the long-term normal.
It's easy to be myopic when it comes to weather and climate, so good to have the Arctic-wide perspective. Thanks, Rick. Beyond the Weather is a cooperative production of KUAC and the Alaska Center for Climate Assessment and Policy at the University of Alaska Fairbanks.